Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mori Nima Razi Sheyuchyu, Nishmas, Maras Esther Basr Shmuel, Maras Chana Basr Gyan, Maras Alpachana Basr Meir Zev, Rib Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvir, was on the Zusha Ben Rabbi Yosef. And we're discussing the union of Shofar based on the Divrei Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu HaKohen Rabbi Yonasan David Shlita that he said this year, Tavshin Pei Beis. In the Mikra Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah, there's a chiddush that you take a kli called the shofar and you blow it. And that's the Dibur of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Dibur of Rosh Hashanah. The other Diburim, the Psukim of Malchus, Yisachronis, and Shofars that we say is Medivrei Sofer. And there's an Asmachtam from the Pasuk of Zichron Trua. But the real Diburim of Rosh Hashanah al-Pi Torah is the Diburim of the Shofar. Ve'en mekrei kodesh acherim dovuch kozeh lasis mitzvah lahaktim al Diburim acherim. In other words, you have for the psukim of Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofars, you have the blowing of the shofar, and then after you say the psukim, that's the first set of tekiyos, and then after you say the psukim, blow again. The psukim relate to the kol shofar. First you say the shmoneh esrei, first you say the psukim, and then you say the kol shofar. It's two types of dibulim. And you don't find that in other mitzvahs. The ikar inyan of Rosh Hashanah is nister, like we discussed in other shiurim. Torah doesn't tell us what it's about. Torah doesn't tell us it's a Yom HaDin. It's learned from Zichron Trua. Gemara is a limud, that's Yom HaDin, but it's not mefurish in the Torah. The mitzvah of Shofar isn't said b'lashon shel tzivui, interestingly enough. It doesn't say like lekachtem, you should take. It's a zichron shru, yoin shru yachem. It doesn't have a tzivui to blow. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Tikru b'chodesh the shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, it's a remez to Rosh Hashanah. The levan is kesed, it's hidden. The whole holiday is a hidden holiday. And therefore the Ikar Mitzvah is B'Tur V'lo B'Dibur. She'atur hi mechusa. The Tur is a hidden thing. There's no Chituch HaMilim. There's no word. It's not expressing anything clear. That's the hiddenness of the day. Expressed in the Shofar. The Shofar is not saying real words. Nevertheless, the rabbis were Mesadri Diburim shall say the Malchi is a chornis for Shofaris, the Varis in Yonah shall a Shofar, Ugam Chidush Shaino Vishum Makom, Shat Fila Benuyal Psukei Tanach. You have a Tfila that's built on Psukim of Tanach and not on Arla Shainis. And so we find in Slichas that they built part of the Slichas and from the Vidui till Shmak Eleinu. I'm psukim me'atoyah. A lot of slichas are built on psukim from the Torah. And we have to understand this phenomenon based on what Rosh Hashanah is about. Finally, the Gaonim brought in the Rosh at the end of Rosh Hashanah. At Mi'egar Adin, A Yachid and Rosh Hashanah only has seven brachas, like every Yom Tov. Just for a tzibur there, I'm attacking teisha brachas. So we see that this tefillah is a tefillah miyuchedes b'mina. She'ena b'shar tefillahs. She'b'chol tefillah mispalim al bakashus hatzrich v'moyso inyan. Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaBriah, Zichron LeYom HaRishon. You don't have Bakashas like a regular day. You don't have a tefillah like a regular tefillah, nine brachas. Person's davening, create me. That's tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. That's a chidush atzum that changes the whole mahalach of tefillah and Bakashas. Person be'etzem is a baal b'chira, and he has to create himself in Rosh Hashanah by making the right choices. Chazal say on the pasuk v'asisem oila, that in all korbanot it says v'kraftim, here it says v'asisem. So if you're oimed l'fanei b'din ma'al v'ni alechem kilu asisem is atzmechem b'Rosh Hashanah, we're making ourselves anew. And that's what it says in Rosh Hashanah v'kesel yayim chageinu, because all in yonei Rosh Hashanah are hidden things. Our tefisa, our understanding, doesn't reach what's at the Shoresh HaBriah. And therefore the Torah doesn't explain the Mitzvah HaMoed, because it's all Mechusa, it's Sosum, it's at the Shoresh HaBriah, it's beyond us. Koirach wanted to take the Shoresh HaBriah by being Mafkia Torah's Moshe. He was Misnagi to Moshe. He didn't want there to be a Chiddush of Torah's Moshe. He was Cholek al Moshe. He wanted the world as it is, without the chiddush of the Torah, sheish mishava de koich habria, the shanes velasis adam. He wanted the world as it is, without the chiddush of Torah. But through your koich habria, you can change. Bechira, you can change. And all the shoshe habria is b'torah. The olam is created through the Torah. Ve'alzeh koich acholak, shekol ha'ida kulam kedoshim. You don't need a special koyach like Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore here we're talking about going back to the root of creation, talking about the shofar, which is above diburim. Shofar, which is above machshava. It expresses a deeper koyach. Kevin Shabbala Zikolin Kelefnim Dami, the Gemara says, it's like you're lefnai lefnim when you blow the shofar. And therefore they took the kapitel of Lamnatzech Levnei Koyach Mizmor, where you talk about the shofar, and it says it's a lamnatzeach livnei Korach, those who argued with Moshe, that's the hakdamah to tkiyas shofar. And we say it seven times, k'neged the whole metzias of the bria, which is always seven days in the week, 7 years of Shemitah, and seven Shemitah cycles for Yovel, seven. Say it seven times, can I call him a tzio shel abriya? Because the shofar is a mafkiya, the Torah called it, the shofar penetrates through the entire mitzias of the bria, and it's megala the pnimius. And the tikkun is done through Bnei Korach. They wanted to be cholek on Moshe, who gave us the koyach habchira through Torah. So Korach wanted to be mafkiya the koyach habchira. He wanted to be mafkiya Moshe Rabbeinu. So connected that, we say the Lam Natzeach against his children who were originally against Moshe. And we say it seven times as a hakdama to the shofar, because the shofar overcomes that. Shofar gets the Shelash Habriya. The shofar is before Diburim. The shofar is Vavi'i Barap of Nishmas Chaim, God blowing into us. For Diburim. So the Inyan of Shofar Shukanegad Elo Shel Yitzchak. Yitzchak, after the Nisayan of the Akedah, lived in this world in Kor Shelash Achayim, after Amidim and Nisayan, you get life anew. Kablim et Achayim Mechadash B'kor HaBchina Shel HaMetziut HaShorshit Shen Avra Mechadash. It's like the original Messias is being recreated. And that's the Inyan of Shofar, which corresponds to the most deeply rooted point, the Nekuda HaSharshi Shalvei HaSachayim, B'fnei Koyach HaDibu. It's a Koyach HaMechusa V'anisto, Koyach Neshma Sa'odam. It's when you do, when you're blowing the shofar, it's coming from deep in the Neshama before Diburim, the root of creation of man. The Iker of this day is B'ischachus HaBriya, Shabizeh HaYom Nivra HaOdam. Or B'chidush HaBriya, Ischadish Kol Shofar. So in this Chiddush HaBriya, there was the Chiddush of Kol Shofar, which is the call that's before any Maimer, before any Dibur. It's the Reishis of the call, and that's when the Briya starts coming, being actualized. That's the beginning of the Metzias of the Adam and the Briya. And this Inyan is in the Kesev of Rosh Hashanah. What's Tamun, what's Nistar B'Pnimius HaNefesh, Shekol HaShofar Magia Mimen, Zichron Terua. Zikaron ledavar rishoni biyoter shua tura. It's a zichron for the first, most primal thing, the tura, the blowing, that precedes the dibur. Our blowing precedes our dibur, and Hashem's blowing precedes into us, and precedes our dibur. And the seder atkias of Rosh Hashanah, first we blow tkias de miyushav, which is the kiyum of the ikar tkias doiraisa, and then our rabbis were mitaking that there's tkias al seder habrochos, then we say psukei tanach, Menyone Malchi Sukhranis Vishafras Vitoikamakul Inyan Vinyan. Bisoida Dovr Shahre Shahranu Baalma Kikar Din Toira, Hatrua Baatzma Lodi Burim Bhlal Shuakola Kodum, La Mitsius, Anachal Matrim Alosa Diburim Shalatura Bishaifa. Lachzir Lahalis Sadibur Shuatura Lahakma Sebhazar al Kola Shaifa. After we blow Kikar Din Toira, the true itself is without Diburim. So that's the call that precedes Mitzias, the call that precedes Diburim. And then we start saying Diburim of Torah and the Shofar. In other words, those are the Psukim that we say. We're Mala the Dibur, and we bring it back into the Kol Shofar. In other words, we start by blowing the Shofar, Ki Ikar Din Torah, without Diburim. That's the call that precedes Mitzias. And then we start the Mitzias, Chituch, Chituch HaOsios, saying the Diburim, the Psukim. And we put the psukim back into the kol shofar, then nochama we blow the shofar after we say the psukim. That's the shaychus that we mentioned, b'nei korach, and the mizmor that said before the kiyah shofar. Because korach is misnaged l'korach hadibur, which is Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. And the mele is poigim b'korach hadibur shu Torah. When you misnagi to Moshe, you misnagi to the Torah, and the Torah is the ikar dibur of creation. With the Torah, the world was created. That's our ikar dibur of. The Gemara says that the ikar amal adam la'amal yulad. Ki akach akach alof piu, the dibur dibur Torah. And you can't find a tikkun for the banim of Korach, other than Shofar, it re-establishes the Korach HaDibur, and it's metaking the Korach HaDibur from the Shoresh, through the Tzaka, through the screaming of the Neshama, that cries out, Mayimak Shal Tachtis. And then the Bnei Korach come back, and they sing, B'chatzrei Spesel Ekena, that's the mizmor we say again before the Kiyah Shofar. It's only in Asmachta from Zichron Tur, but there's a remez that on Shabbos you don't need the pool of the Shofar. On Shabbos in Neshama Yisera, you don't need an expression of Shofar to express the call in Neshama. You have the Neshama Yisera on its own. If we look in the Perek of Tehillim, it says Halu b'seika shofar. It doesn't say Halu b'shofar. It says Halu b'seika shofar. It says b'nevel v'chinor b'seifu mochol. Here it says b'seika when you blow the shofar. But it doesn't say that about the other instruments. It just talks about the instruments themselves. Nevel chinor. Dafka b'shofar. We're talking about a pe'ula. that you're doing to be moitzi the kol. So we see that the takeya has to be poil a chiyus in the shofar. And even though the mitzvah is to be shomea as a shofar, but he has to be, when he blows, he has to put his chiyus in the shofar, the seika shofar, that's the praise of Hashem. Pasuk says, "Vayipach b'apav nishmas chayim v'adam nefesh chayim v'ruach memalala." Man was a speaking spirit. First, God blew a nishmas chayim into man, a living soul, and then man became a ruach memalala. V'anu she'osin nishmas chayim ha'mufshetes mitchila, she'kenegdan u'noifchim l'toich ha'shef u'mashmim b'yitzua hu'foifech achakach l'ruach memalala, v'dibur shel Torah. That nishmas chayim turns into a ruach memalala, turns into a ruach of dibur. So we take that nishmas chayim, we blow into the shofar. God blows into us, we blow into the shofar. And then that turns into diburei Torah afterwards. And a person hears kol shofar, is hearing somebody speak to him. The toikea is speaking to the shomea. הדיבור כאן הוא לשמוע את הכל מדבר אליו. That's what God did. God blew into us in Nishmas Chaim. And now we're poil by blowing into the shofar with our Nishmas Chaim. And then when we hear this call shofar, then we get the koyach of dibur. Now we went to the root, we were attacking the root of dibur, and now we can speak diburei Torah, the psukim. Din shel Rosh Hashanah gimel svarim miftachim kol maasecha b'sefer nechtavim apertis poil roshim bebriya v'ze kol inyan teva adam shetbiya bo aboyre sheroitze sheishal roshim bo'elam imaisav. Man wants to leave a roshim on the world. He wants to make a mark. Kol maise shel adam oisim etzius bebriya. A man, what you do is written in the Sefer. You make a roshim, you make a mark on the creation. אז אני אמר שגם אלה תשכחנה של אישה רושם ממעשה אגר, אבל אנכי לא ישכחך. זמן מדר סינה שעושה רושם בבריאה, זה עניין הזיכרון. When a dibur comes out of you, it's like this, an orchoiza, this returning light after the dibur comes out of it. It becomes part of you. Like the ma'amori ha'briya became part of the briya. And that's the mashmos of tzelem Elokim. It's a tzel, it's a shade, it's a mark of Hashem on the earth. And the angel said, Ma'anosh ki tizkerenu, who is man that you should remember? Why should he make such a mark? But Hashem is zecher ma'ase adam. That's what it says, Gamela tishkachna, there's going to be no roshim from the ma'ase egel, the Gemara says. But anochi lo yeshkachech, but the ma'amer hasini, anochi, that makes a roshim that I'm going to remember. That's the union of zikaron. The pasuk says, "Bakesel yom chagenu, shem chusev rosh hashanah." Aval apula sheyotzis mizeh apula sheyotzis mizeh gam yom chagenu. Mizeh yom chagenu. It's a hidden day. But in this day we recreate ourselves. Man on the Alechem Kilo Asisim is Atzmachem. Rosh Hashanah is Bechinas Amuna Pshuta. Everything's Bekisu, it's hidden. And all the hidden lights, we try to reveal them by blowing the shofar, by recreating ourselves. עד שתהיה משמעות של בריאה ממש בגילוי מציאס. Until there is a meaning of creation, ממש in the revealed world, and we blow the shofar and we create. We create new dibur etoira, create ourselves, sisam atzmachem. That's the end of shofar, to be machnis ruach haneshama shalanu, b'soich ha-kli. We put the spirit of our soul in this kli, in the shofar. And from here on in, there's a metzias of a bria, and on this chacham we're attacking malchi zechron shofars. That's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Shef shel ha-yitzi metzias adam la'asas atzmachem, k'mon shakadosh baruch hu nafach mihilei v'asa adam. Just like God created you by blowing the shofar, you create yourself. You use your b'chir to create your b'chir to create yourself. Your machnis diburei Torah l'seich ha-shofar. And that's just like the Torah created the world, the Torah creates us. Anew every Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur weren't said originally, only after the Shvilas Haluchos. And even then, we don't even mention Rosh Hashanah, only the Gimel V'Golem, only after Shvilas Haluchos. Only after Shviras Haluchas, then Hashem said to him, you thought that Thomas Chusavis and Ilse Lamcha Seder Shiyud Gimel Midas Shinitna Beluchas Shnias. And Cain, it would be mashma that it's not Mikoyach Avos. And that's impossible. We don't have anything without the Avos. Even as a Hakdamah to when we say the Yud Gimel Midas, we say Tizkor Hayom Lezeri Yidecha the Avos. So it must be the Yud Gimel Midas is HaMakai Yoter B'Koach Avot. מה שעדיין לא נתגלה בלוחות ראשונות, נתגלה כעת בלוחות שניות. כי בואו לרחם כעת על האדם שהוא בחטא. על זה אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא שגל הוא דבר שלא נברא בכל ארץ ובכל הגויים. This is what I'm going to show you. And now I'm creating the Yudgim Omidus. This is ממש הבריאה that הקדוש ברוך הוא מגל את המשה. How to create a new Metzias of Olam HaTshuva. But again, this is a deepening of the Koach HaAvos. What wasn't revealed in Luchos Rishonos is revealed now. Ma shechoizer b'kol shofar zeh ma shechoizer etzman shegilisa v'atzmacha. V'chein hu b'yud gemo midos mihu ha-korei b'yavor Hashem v'yikra. It says Hashem passed over and he called out. Who called out? The different perushim, some say Hashem called out, some say Moshe. Could be both. Could be both. That's the Vayipach Ba'apov, that God blows into man and then man blows into the shofar. And that's a Briya Mechodesh of man, and so to the Yud Gimel Midas. God calls the man and man calls the man. That's the new creation of man in the world of tshuva. Hashem was Mamed Tzir of a Shliach Tzibur, of Melamed Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisatif Kol Shliach Tzibur, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. And this Tzir Pnimi is because the Kol Shata Moitzi Ba'olam Yachzor Eilecha Kederach Or HaChoizer Ba'idei Kachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Kol V'Moitzi Kol Acher U'Kenegdoi Kol Olam Oli V'Kol Es Halola V'Kol Choizer Eilecha HaMetzvi L'Shmoy As Kol Shofar Aval Anu Oimrim Toikim B'Shofar. So the koilas come back. Hashem, Moshe watches Hashem being Mitzatev Kishatz and say the Yud Gimel Midas. And Moshe Rabbeinu says the Yud Gimel Midas. So it comes back. And the world is filled with these koilas. So too, someone blows the shofar and we hear it, and we're mishtatef, we're mischaber to the tekeh by listening. Pasuk says, Yom Teru El Yelechem. Doesn't say it's a mitzvah leskoy b'shofar. The mitzvah is that it should be a Yom Teru. Shekol o'elam olei v'tuah, v'koyle se'elol shum moitzi ki u'kenegdo, mehadei da'kol shem ali alechem ki u'asisim esatzmechem. The world has to be filled with these koyles of Teruah. And a person's moitzi from his mouth, and then there's the echo of the voice of Malini Alechem Kilo Sisim Esatzmachem. And from all of these kolos, there's a new world, a new mitzvah of Olam HaTshuva. And that's what it says, Zichron Tshuva. There should be a Roshim in the Tshuva. There should be a Zichron or memory of this Tshuva. Should make a Roshim on the world. That's the Yom Tshuva. It's a day filled with Tshuvas, that there should be a Roshim on the world of Tshuvas. It should be a day filled with the memory of Tshuvas. Pasuk says, "Ve'yavro Hashem apana ve'yivva." The Mali Mikol Kasev Yev Shaloima that Hashem Baruch Hu revealed Himself to Moshe as a shliach tzibul. Sometimes something is very distant, but they become muchashi, as if they are mitzias mamish. Hashem Baruch Hu la'tera kula. Hashem Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe. Special gilui is that there's something muchashi. It's not abstract. This gilui of tshuva, it's in the mitzias. He sees it. And that's Chodesh Tishrei, Atshuva Rechoyka, V'kan Zeh Naaseh Korei V'Lecha B'Ficha U'Vavcha La'Aseh Yisrei. Because when we're Zorcha to be Shamea Kol Shofar, and we hear this Korach HaMedaber of Kol Shofar, Dvarim Ni'im U'Chashiyim, there's a new Metzius in the world. The Olam HaTshuva is normally so far, but it becomes a Metziut Mu'Chashit, becomes a concrete reality in Tishrei. It says b'divrei kotzer shel agro. There's a musig of a magid, a malach learning with a person. Who's this magid? Hu ba'atzmai, b'chinas neshmasu shemadaber eilav, that your neshama is speaking to you. That a person zeichel b'chinas panim b'fanim imatzmai. It's like your neshama is talking to you. Your neshama is like a malach outside of you talking to you. Same thing when a person blows the shofar from his own neshama and he listens to that voice and he's mesorer, it's like his neshama is talking to him. It's like a maggid is talking to him. And he's listening to his neshama both in mitziyut. So it happens when he blows the shofar, it's the koach neshama talking to him, going to the sheirah shadibu. Zeh ma sheniftach lanu b'rosh shana. The sheirah is in Rosh Hashanah. It's mispashet l'chol yimei hatshuva. Kol zeh munach b'koach shel Rosh Hashanah. Ma sheniraah lo k'shliach tzibur shelo yevesh talis. Ma zeh ha'inyan shel shliach tzibur shelo yevesh talis. What's pshat? Shliach Tzibur is wearing a talis. Hashem appears to Moshe like a Shliach Tzibur wrapped in a talis. Talis, Yidu in Kabbalah, is the Or HaPnimi. Oite Or Kesalma. Kesimla. Like a garment. The Ituf of the Shatz is a Bitui Klapei Chutz Mashu Tomin B'Nefesh. It's a Gilui of the Pnimius of the Or HaPnimi. Filled with light. And that's the Yeshua Hashem be Matzo, Kurobi Yasei Koroiv. The Avir is filled with Muchash, with this concrete feeling of Tshuva. אפשר להרגיש בידיים את מה שנעשה על ידי היום צרור, through the call of the nesham that fills the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. Something that's built in Muchashi becomes Muchashi. That's the Kayach of Tshuva. That's what we're mishtekek to reach, to see. When Shri Rabbeinu was davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think Thomas Chosovis, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha Vekar B'Shem Hashem Lefanecha. I'm going to regale you that the world that seems so far is Kayim B'Metzias. A person has a Sionis and it's Megala Koichos. Shetumunim ba'atzim elamud v'lishvut in Sionis ha'omid b'kach. Az yodea ne'mona shishlo tza koichos ha'el shabog v'niyus ha'vamdulay. Moshu boris atzimai. A person's Megala Koichos, he knows that he's been recreated. Kilo asisim es atzimachem. He overcomes the Nisyonis. He's Sholeit. So he created himself. He used his Koich ha'bechira to create himself. Kilo asisim es atzimachem. That's the Koich of a person's penimius. So through his Koich ha'bechira to recreate himself. So these are some pneumistic ideas about the holy day. And obviously, so much more to talk about. And it's Hashem. Thank you so much for listening.